greed, aversion, and delusion incline the mind to the perception of permanence, perception of things as solid, stable, and so the Buddha encouraged us or suggested it's useful. He told his son, cultivate the perception of impermanence. Useful to notice impermanence. The cultivation of the perception of impermanence can be done with a kind of intentionality, a curiosity of noticing, using the understanding or the intellectual understanding, the intellectual idea of impermanence to recognize that things change. We know that things change, but we often don't actually consciously recognize they change. And so we can kind of incline ourselves to noticing, oh, yep, that changed, that changed. And that very often is more at the intellectual level rather than at the insight level, but it supports us. Another way to cultivate the perception of impermanence is to notice when the mind is noticing impermanence. And when it is not noticing impermanence, this practice was a part of my practice in the early years of my practice. I just remembered it, actually. It was something I did a lot in the first couple of years of my practice, where I noticed when the mind was taking something to be stable, my mind got curious about that, and it's like, well, what is it stable? My mind is attributing stability to this thing, attributing some kind of thingness to it, attributing some sense of permanence, and in as a corollary to that, attributing some kind of reliability to it. And so another way we can cultivate the perception of impermanence is to be curious about when it feels like things are not impermanent, when it feels like there's an attribution of stability, an attribution of thingness. I'm curious, what is that? Not to try to make it be impermanent, but just notice, what is this feeling of stability? What is the mind taking to be stable here? Is it stable? It is this perception of things being stable, reliable, that is the belief or the ground out of which the belief that there's some place to find that's stable and reliable to land, to be happy, to cling to crave and land on, that creates suffering. And so through seeing, recognizing the instability of experience, the impermanent nature of experience, our minds begin to get it that there isn't anything to cling to. Anything that we are clinging to is made up by greed, aversion, and delusion, created by the mind. Greed, aversion, and delusion want to cling to things and so make up things to cling to. In a loop, the loop of samsara, endless wandering in things and clinging to things, clinging to self that has or wants those things. The other thing the Buddha said to his son is around this cultivating the perception of impermanence. He said, when one, if I have this quote with me, I might have to do it from memory. Oh, here it is. I even have the reference for it. I'll put this in the notes in the sutta, the resources page that we're collecting sutta references. The Buddha said to his son, develop the perception of impermanence. When the perception of impermanence is developed, the conceit I am will be abandoned. That conceit I am arising with the creation of things, those things happening together. So the perception of impermanence, that is how the mind understands impermanence. The perception of impermanence. Impermanence is understood through seeing through awareness, seeing the aggregates. And the seeing of the aggregates happens with the aggregates, self-reflecting. And so, as with any experience, perception, feeling, knowing are involved. And so we don't see the impermanence out there. Sometimes the language around impermanent, unreliable, not self is they are characteristics of experience, making them seem like they're out there somewhere. And perhaps they are. Perhaps there is a truth like that. I mean, certainly when we look at this world and think about the way the universe works, yeah, everything is impermanent. But the Buddha is pointing us to our experience and how our experience shapes suffering. And all that we experience is the aggregates. And so the Buddha, I don't think the Buddha was so concerned with what's actually out there, with making a statement about objective reality. He was interested in, does the relationship to experience create suffering, and can that relationship, what relationship releases suffering? Tanisaro Bhikkhu agrees with this. Tanisaro Bhikkhu says, the Buddha's concern is not with trying to give an analysis of the ultimate nature of things outside. He's more interested in seeing how the behavior of things affects our search for happiness. And so he encourages us to cultivate the perception of impermanence, the perception of unreliability, the perception of not self. That's what we experience. He actually didn't use the word characteristic in relationship to these three. He used the word perception. And so because it is perception, perception perceives impermanence in different ways at different times. Not always the same way. Sometimes the curiosity, the interest is in the perception, the recognition of the arisings of experience. Sometimes the perception is kind of recognizing, receiving, noticing the endings of experience, and sometimes the whole arising, persisting, and ceasing of experience. And so we don't need to try to change how we're seeing change. We just can notice. Can we just notice how, if we are perceiving or recognizing the changing nature of experience, how is it being recognized? There's a relationship between the Buddha just made a relationship in his talking to Rahula about the relationship between impermanence and the conceit, I am, between cultivating the perception of impermanence and the conceit, I am, being abandoned. So the seeing, not self there, understanding the not-self nature of experience, the abandoning of the self nature of experience. There's also a deep connection between impermanence and unreliability, of between anicca and dukkha. Again, relating to this thing-making, in one teaching, the Buddha offered that most people, the great majority of people, untrained, not observing mind, not observing the nature of experience, most people, he says, are caught by this idea of existence or non-existence. Attributing a kind of reality, they're caught by the idea of existence or non-existence. And he said, for one who sees the arising of experience as it is, so seeing the coming into being of something as it is, seeing the arising. When one sees that arising as it is, as it actually is, the idea of non-existence does not occur to one. And when one sees as it actually is the ending of experience, the passing away, the ceasing, the as it actually is, knowing that ceasing of experience, seeing the ending of experience as it actually is, the idea of existence does not occur to one. And so in this teaching, he's pointing to the arising and the ceasing, and seeing the arising and the ceasing, the idea of thingness and no thingness, just not relevant. We might think if there isn't a thing, then there must be a no thing. But the Buddha points to these are both mistakes. There is this process, a process of mutation, endlessly mutating present moment. Neither thing nor no thing. And the Buddha goes on here to say, I'm doing this from memory, so it's a little. When one who sees the arising of experience as it actually is, the idea of non-existence does not occur to one. When one sees the passing away of things as it actually is, the idea of existence does not occur to one. One understands, one has no perplexity or doubt that what is arising is only dukkha arising, only unreliable experience arising. And what is ceasing is only dukkha ceasing, only unreliable experience ceasing. Here my understanding is he's using the word dukkha to mean unreliability. What arises is only the unreliable, nothing arising that there's any value in clinging to. It's not stable, not reliable as a place to land, to crave, to cling to, a place to land for happiness. Not going to happen. So seeing the arising and ceasing, he says, one understands there's no perplexity or doubt that what arising is simply unreliable and what is ceasing is simply unreliable. And with that understanding, so that's connecting these perceptions of impermanence and unreliability. With that understanding, the mind just has no incentive to cling. The understanding under greed, aversion, and delusion completely gone. No incentive to cling. And so there is simply this arising and ceasing, seen and understood for what it is. And we can still live in the world with this understanding, still relate to things in a conventional way. The Buddha didn't like transcend and like sit on some cloud somewhere. He walked around India for 45 years and taught and engaged with kings and families. And so we can still engage. Curiosity, be engaged, curious, what's here, what's arising, what's ceasing. Curious when it feels like there's something stable, is it stable? Carry on.